Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Stardate 03062022.
Wait, you did that last night.
I did. I nearly did my Sunday routine on Saturday, and then I explained how I do my Sunday routine on Saturday. And so I, you know, if you tuned in last night, this might all sound familiar to you. And I actually did a call out to you, and you obviously listened to the show.
I did.
Last night's
show. Part of it, at least.
At least, yeah, well, at least that part, anyway. You hurriedly, before the show just began, made me click on a thing, got me to you.
I suggested you click on the piece of show prep that I bought that didn't generate a preview, because although you've already named the show...
You want to talk turkey.
This was an important question that needs to be asked.
And I don't mean turkey the country.
No.
I mean turkey.
Gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble.
We don't have to leave with that. I didn't suggest it.
I mean, hey.
Well, it's open.
Okay,
so
it's open. It's in front of me. You got me to do it hurriedly, so it must be super important.
Oh, my goodness. This is going to be such a letdown all of a sudden.
A California mail carrier allegedly beat a turkey to death.
This is the important question.
Was it self-defense?
Can I? Okay. I feel like I need to interject here because my mother delivers mail, and she has almost had it out with turkeys before.
Okay.
You know, especially...
Had it out?
Yeah.
Like
physical,
I'm going to put you in my oven, turkey.
Like, man,
well,
versus turkey.
She's a vegetarian, but physical altercation for self-defense.
Is that just calling, like, one of the customers a jive turkey?
No, real live turkeys.
Okay.
So.
Not real jive turkeys, real live turkeys.
Okay. So I almost hit a wild turkey on the freeway because it was like casually crossing the on-ramp.
They don't care.
They don't care. It looked at me like, you're going to stop because I'm not going to get hit.
I just want to give a shout out to all of the drunken people who bring a bottle of wild turkey to Thanksgiving every year.
Nice.
Just a shout out. So what was this?
So
this is believable all of a sudden.
So they were crossing the road, right? So my mom's like,
wait, why did the turkey cross the road?
Because
it was stapled to the chicken.
Oh,
okay, go ahead.
So it's like a family of turkeys crossing the road. So she's like, I'm gonna get out and ask them kindly, can you please get out of the road?
You were in the car, then, like your mother told you?
No, this is the story she told me.
Okay.
So they had babies with them, which kind of, you know, don't approach women with children, you know, like female animals with children.
Yeah.
Like, you'll get mauled.
The mama bear syndrome, right?
Yeah, the mama bear thing. Yeah. So she got out of her mail truck to try to ask the turkeys to get out of the way. And
this seems like your mom is antagonizing things already. This
they
is could not,
her
she
back
would not
into the
get self
truck.
Defense on this.
And how does that go, actually? Like, excuse me, Mr. Turkey, would you mind getting out of the way?
Or Mrs. Turkey.
Mrs. Turkey.
I think that's literally what she was trying to do, which doesn't. She learned her lesson.
Wait.
So.
I know nothing about turkeys, obviously, other than like how to carve one and, you know, roast one.
Yeah.
But
turducken.
When it comes to chickens, there's chickens and then roosters. What is it with turkeys? Is there a turkey rooster?
I don't think so. I think the females, if there's babies with them,
yeah.
I think the females are the aggressive ones. Because classically, like with chickens, the roosters are always aggressive. Doesn't matter. It's their job to protect the roost.
Right.
So they're just always aggressive. They'll attack you
that's
for
why they call them
no
roosters.
Reason. Yeah.
Well, and that's where the phrase,
exactly.
That's where the phrase talk of the walk
right.
originates from as well.
So I'm not too sure about
but
turkeys.
Is there a turkey version of a rooster?
I'm sure there has to be. We have baby
turkeys. Are all turkeys
female? Yeah, there's
female?
A male turkey.
I know nothing. I could probably easily search this online, but I'm here doing a radio show.
But they don't cock-a-doodle-doo in the morning, no.
As far as we know.
As far as we know.
So how did this fight go down?
She had to flee back into her mail truck.
Back. She got chased back
to the
mail truck.
By the turkey. It's so funny. I'm only imagining now my mother just innocently walking up to the turkeys, trying to kindly ask them to get out of the road so she doesn't have to run them over, and getting chased back into her mail truck.
Your Honor, I was being very polite. I was just asking them kindly. This is totally an act of self-defense.
I assume Mom was unarmed. Because I just had this vision in my head of this poor little turkey family losing their, you know, matriarch or patriarch because your mom was armed and, you know, decided to fire in self-defense upon the turkey who's, you know, chasing.
Even if she was armed, she probably wouldn't. She's very a huge animal rights person, so
okay. All right.
She'd probably just take it if they attacked her, honestly.
Mail carrier jumps out of the mail truck and, like, cocks the shotgun.
Right. Did you guys know that it is customary for when doing a talk radio show for us to mention the name of the show and also who the participants are in the show?
We just jumped right in.
Shouldn't they already know, though? I mean, come on.
If you've been listening for any length of time, yes. We seem to do this more on Sundays than any other day here. Free Talk Live. There, I got it out. Free Talk Live is the show that you're listening to.
Well, we had a producer in your ear telling you, you got to say this, Captain.
He's busy.
We have several producers, and sometimes they'll send me a message or whatever when they think, you know, hey, this or that or the other, or, you know, so
marketing
so.
And branding, it's very important. Yes. Say the name of the show at least 3 times of a segment.
So I think I covered that. It is Free Talk Live. Who the heck are you?
I'm Nikki.
And I'm Richie Rich.
Okay, and I am the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass.
And this is Sunday service.
It is. Church is in session. All right. No, you don't have to rise.
No, please don't. I'm comfy.
Keep laying down or sitting on your ass, whatever it is you're doing.
Your duff. Yeah. Sitting on your duff.
For those of you playing the home game, is there a Free Talk Live home game?
There will be now.
You can do a drinking game out of Free Talk
Live. It's a card game you can play at dinner with your friends.
There are drinking game rules that you can do. Whenever I say, you know.
Ooh.
You can drink. And if you choose to play this game, you are going to get drunk. Okay?
You know?
You know?
So I probably shouldn't play this game while I'm on the air? Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah,
heard.
Yeah. Wait until you're listening to this show.
Yeah, okay.
If you're like, oh, I remember that one episode, I should listen to that, and then, oh, I'll play a drinking game. For those of you who listen on other nights when it's not the Sunday crew, when Ian is on, you can drink whenever he says the word ostensibly. it's one of his favorites. And there was, well, I guess Mark doesn't do the show very often, so we won't mention that.
Mark had a breathing problem at one point. Callers complained about his inhale. Like, you breathe so loud into the microphone, Mark. Can you stop that? Mark's like, I need to breathe, people. Like, this is just how I breathe.
You got to do the singer breathe, you know, where you get away from the mic and then come back in.
Yeah. It's called that mic technique is what it's called. It's when you're way far above and then you get much closer to the microphone, and that's what happens.
I had a friend, we did door-to-door sales, and he was a former Jehovah's Witness, so he was really good at it.
Did you ever do door-to-door door sales?
No. It's home security. But I swear he could continue to talk and inhale while he was talking. So customers could never say anything while he was doing his spiel.
Ooh.
Because there was never a pause for them to interject anything.
He sounds like a delight.
I did do, this came up at dinner earlier, I did do some telemarketing in my youth, and I am old, so one of the first telemarketing jobs I ever had was boiler room style, and that means something to some people. What it means is that you can actually smoke indoors at your desk.
Wow.
And everybody there was, like, cool. You had to be a smoker to get hired at this place because everybody was smoking. You walked into the place and it immediately, so you needed to, like, cut through the fog to see your way down the aisles and all that kind of stuff. So, you know what else we should do? We should tell people that this is a call-in talk radio program where you can bring up whatever you want at 603-283-6160. That's the telephone number. For those of you who do want to play the home game, call in, talk about whatever we're talking about. So what happened with the turkey? She ran back to the car, and then what?
And then I think they probably eventually left.
Okay.
Turkey gave him a nod.
But sometimes they will. They'll just stand in the middle of the road. You'll be honking your horn. They'll just look at you like, what are you going to do? Run me over? I might. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever been accosted by a turkey? 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up. It's the Sunday Night Edition.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, welcome back. Thank you for tuning in. It is Free Talk Live. We're a live call-in radio talk program where you can bring up whatever you want. Any subject. There's very few rules here. No cussing. No bad words, none of the George Carlin stuff.
Especially if you're, like, related to one of the hosts and want to correct what just happened on air in the first segment.
And also...
Shout out to Mrs. Sunshine.
Yes, and also, I just love talking about your mom in general. Not your mom specifically, but
well, that doesn't make me feel very special.
The proverbial your mom. Usually... I do it in a joking fashion, like somebody will say a couple of words and I'll say, like your mom?
Yeah.
And laughter will ensue.
Or fight.
I'm going to tell my mom that you're talking about other moms, and she's not going to be very happy.
Well, then your mom is much like all the other moms, just in that respect.
Well...
There you go.
Checkmate.
All right. I was looking over, I just happened to look over at the chat window. I can't respond to any of these, but I can read them occasionally. Putin wins Nobel Peace Prize for single-handedly ending the COVID crisis.
Seen that one.
Somebody says gobblers, and somebody says, oh, 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 every time you hear the word crypto, take a drink. We were talking about potential drinking is. Yes, that's, yeah, if you hear anything related to, you know, if you hear Bitcoin, cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, cash, any of the abbreviations, BCH, BTC, ETA, you know, all that stuff, Monero, you hear Monero, you know, if you hear anything that resembles taxation is theft, right? I think you should do a shot rather than just take a swig, right? Taxation is theft.
It's a long list.
You know? Yeah.
The only way to listen to the show is drunk.
Yeah, you should just continuously drink the entire time. Don't even worry about what we're talking about.
I was, speaking of mom stories, I have a dad story. This is my friend's dad. We were early 20s, so his dad was cool enough that he was like, hey, if you boys are going to drink, we went to like a concert or something. He's like, if y'all are going to drink after the concert, you know, I prefer you drink here. You know, you get as drunk as you want, plenty of room, y'all can stay the night, whatever. And so we're doing just that, and we're out on the back porch playing drinking games. And so dad shows up after, you know, some time. He's like, oh, what are you doing? Playing drinking games? We're like, yeah. And they're like, well, how does it work? And we teach him how it works. And he goes, so how do you know how many drinks to give away? It's like, well, whoever wins the hand gets to give away as many drinks as there are players in any way they see fit. And he's like, oh, okay, I get it. And he wins the first hand that he plays, right? And he goes, so there's, what, seven of us? So that's seven drinks. And I can give them away any way I see fit. We're like, yeah, that's right. And he's like, well, I give them all to me. I win.
Legend.
He chugs his beer and walks away. He's like, well, it's a drinking game, right? The point is to drink and get drunk. I just won twice.
Nice.
So, yeah. This is Free Talk Live. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. And let's go to your calls and thoughts. Let's start with Padraig in New Mexico. Padraig, you're on Free Talk Live.
Can you hear me okay?
I can. What's on your mind?
People drink to escape reality, because reality kind of is, like, real weird.
I made up a saying about that. Drugs are for people who can't handle reality, but reality is for people who can't handle drugs.
I escape into video games. That's kind of like my thing.
That's number one. Number two is I'd like your listeners to put the money where their mouth is.
Okay.
I have a passport, and I'd like to go fight with the Ukrainians. If somebody gets me a plane ticket next Saturday, I'll be at the Albuquerque International Airport. I'll pick it up at the reservation desk and fly over to the Ukraine.
Well, wait a minute.
Why do you want to fight with the Ukrainians?
Well, why should anybody else pay for it? If it's something you want to do, shouldn't you pay for it?
Oh, I'm broke. The government, I get all my money.
Oh.
I mean, he's basically a mercenary, and if you want to fight with the Ukrainians, you want to pay someone else to do it for you.
If you're streaming us in the Ukraine right now and you're looking for a mercenary, please look up Padraig in New Mexico. And
I'm just asking for a plane ticket. I'm not fighting for anything except freedom. I just need a plane ticket to get there.
I'm wondering if fighting for Ukraine against Russia would do anything for freedom.
Start local, man.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that would get us closer to freedom.
I have more of a question about, like, obviously an airplane, you know, will get you there faster, but what if somebody couldn't afford, hang on, Patrick, what if somebody couldn't afford the plane ticket, but they could get you on a boat? Would you take a boat?
But it's going to be over by then.
Probably not.
It takes a long time. I've been in the Navy. It takes a couple of days to get there.
Yep,
probably about 20.
Come on, man. That's not too bad.
14 hours. Boat's going to get you there in 3 days.
Yeah, or longer.
Yeah, so maybe the fighting won't be over by then.
Yeah, you have at least, like, 15 years.
Well, there you go. Padraig needs a plane ticket to go fight in the Ukraine. Thanks for the call, Padraig. We appreciate it. Let's move right along. Let's go to Bear in New Hampshire. Bear, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yo, hey, anybody hear me?
Yep.
You hear me okay?
Loud and clear. Right. You are on air.
All right, excellent. Well, I wanted to talk to the American people about this thing called theft, that is taxation is theft. Well, I just want to clarify that and say it's actually not theft. It's theft by consent. And the reason that you consented to your federal income tax taxation is because you don't understand, or most people in America don't understand, that the federal income tax is three words, federal income tax. And it means one of two things. It's either the federal power to tax your income, or it is the tax on your federal income. So let me put that to you pretty simply as far as an analogy. Let's say I said I'm a short bus driver. Does that make me a short driver of a bus? Or does that make me the driver of a short bus?
I would guess driver of a short bus on that one.
Well, it could also mean something like...
Both.
It could also mean something like... it could be a euphemism for, like, you know, somebody who's not too bright. That guy's a real short bus driver.
Euphemisms aside, those are the riders of the short bus. But you still have to figure out which is short. Is it the bus or is it the driver?
Yep.
And so going back to the federal income tax, I want you to, everybody go look at their 1040 instruction form and look for the words federal income tax. And you all see that the word federal, when not at the beginning of a sentence, is a non-capitalized word, which makes the word federal an adjective. And an adjective does not describe the word after the word it's supposed to, that follows. It describes the word that follows, which means federal income tax means the tax on federal income. In other words, if you're not making federal income, let's say as an officer, an employee, or an elected official of the United States, as in 26 United States Code, Section 3401, then you're not subject to that tax at all.
But they'll put you in a cage if you don't pay it.
Yeah, so I'm going to back up for just a minute there, Bear, because you said something. You said something about that people have consented to this,
yes,
and I want to know where the consent is.
Okay, let me tell you where the consent is. The consent is in your failure to object. Let's say you receive a W-2 form. Okay. Have you looked at the authorizing statute?
Hey, Bear, I want to talk more about this. Can you hang on?
I sure can.
All right, stand by. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number here. When did you consent to taxation? We'll talk more about that coming up on Free Talk Live, the Sunday night edition.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
We're learning that there have been more than 300 people killed so far in the Russian invasion of Ukraine. At least 700 people have been injured, and the United Nations Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights believes that the numbers are considerably higher. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky requesting fighter planes from the U.S. on a conference call with some members of Congress. Ukrainian Ambassador to the U.S. Oksana Markarova was asked on CBS's Face the Nation when they will get the planes.
We are hoping as soon as possible, and we are working with our American, especially friends and allies, on the steady supply of all the ammunition and anti-air, anti-tank, and planes to be able to effectively defend our country.
Add American Express to the list of financial companies suspending operations in Russia. It's also pulling out of Belarus. This is USA Radio News. He played the villain in the first Lethal Weapon movie. He was also a ruthless businessman on the NBC soap opera Santa Barbara, and he had a character role on the ABC sitcom Dharma and Greg. Actor Mitchell Ryan died Friday at his home in Los Angeles. His stepdaughter told The Hollywood Reporter that the 88-year-old died from congestive heart failure. Talks between Major League Baseball and the players comes down to playoffs. Both sides agree on expanding the playoff field from 10 teams. The union prefers 12, while Major League Baseball wants 14. Max Scherzer, representing the players, says they would consider 14 under specified conditions. American gas prices have surged to its highest level in more than a decade due to sanctions hitting Russia, a major oil producer. AAA says the national average for a gallon of fuel is $4.01. Some parts of the country are paying more. California, for example, the average is now more than $5 a gallon. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on. Come on and listen to Free Talk Live. I don't know why I say right there into a southern accent. Suddenly,
just get the name of the show
after
out there.
After getting all Shamal. Shamal would be like an R&B. Like come
Michael
on.
Jackson.
Yeah. I can't. My voice doesn't go that high, even if I'm kicked in that special place. This is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. And we'll get back to Bear and his topic of... Well, he was talking about taxation being theft, but then he said something about it that we've given consent. And, well, I kind of disagree with that, but I want to hear his explanation. We'll get back to that in just a second. But in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Rich.
And I want to tell you that Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there right now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse to ignore this important, world-changing information. If you are a knowledgeable crypto user already, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news on a very slick and very easy-to-use website. Please visit bitcoin.com. Let's go back to Bear, who was telling us that you're back on the air. You've been telling us that taxation is theft, but you mentioned something about that we all consented somehow by not doing anything. How can you consent to something negatively?
Well, that's a legal idea called tacit proclamation, and that is if you fail to object, then you consent.
Well, okay, I get that's a legal thing, but that doesn't make any sense in, like, the logical word.
Well, okay.
It doesn't have to. But it's my kid.
I feel like that works in debates, too. Like, if you're having a debate and you raise a point and the opposition doesn't object to that point or counter it, like, you score on that one in my world.
Yep.
So,
can only
so let's see.
Fraud.
Right, so if somebody wants to drop a bomb, unbeknownst to me, on my town or village that I live in, and I don't object because I don't know about it, how have I consented?
Well, first of all, you didn't object, but you were not also given notice. And if you were in court, you would have to be given notice first. That is the first idea of due process.
All right. So then, when did I get notice of the federal income tax?
You got notice when you received your W-2 or your 1099. And let me explain this to you. Have you read the authorizing statute for the W-2 or the 1099?
No. Why should I?
You have, because if you don't read it, then you're not able to object to the contract which they are establishing with you.
There is no contract if I didn't read it and sign it.
Well, you didn't read it, but they put it forth to you against your Social Security number, and therefore, in their mind, and I'm not saying it's right, but in their mind, you consented.
Okay, so
it's like giving notice in a paper record.
I get what you're saying, like from a legal perspective. Yeah. I get that. Okay, so go ahead, continue.
What you need to do is to object. Okay, so you need to object. Let me just go back 1 second. Remember the Declaration of Independence?
You mean the Declaration of Independence? Yeah.
The Declaration of Independence says governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. And that word consent is the rule of our lawful government. So when they give you a 1099, it is presumed, or a W-2 for that matter, if you read the side of it, you'll say this tax information is furnished to the IRS. And then if you are subject to the tax and you don't pay the tax thereon, then you will be subject to penalties. And
right, yeah. If you don't pay the king, the king's going to send armed guys, right? I get you.
But that establishes only a presumption that applies to you. It doesn't say you are that it applies to you. It says if it applies to you. Now, those are black and white words on paper that they sent to you. Okay, just look at your W-2, and it says if. If you don't see that word if, then you're missing a big thing.
So, Bear, my problem here is that I don't recognize their authority over me.
You recognize their authority by failing to object.
No, I think, I've been doing this on air here for, I don't know, going on 3 years or so, and longer before that I had a podcast. I have been objecting for as long as I knew that, once it came to my mind that taxation is extortion, which is a more accurate way to say it, I have been objecting.
Well, you've been objecting, but not on the record. It requires a proper record. And this is what I like.
In their system.
National radio to me seems like a pretty proper record.
Well, if you don't put it on paper, they don't recognize it. And I'm going to show your audience how to put it on paper. Now, the W-2 is authorized at Title 26, United States Code 3401, where the term wages means remuneration for services. The 1099 miscellaneous is authorized by 26 United States Code 6041A as an alpha. And it is determined that service recipients must report remuneration paid for any person for services performed.
Okay, this is where I'm going to stop you, Bear, because you're obviously a legal nerd. You've looked very deeply into this subject matter, and you're very knowledgeable. You're very knowledgeable about the subject matter that you are speaking about. But what I'm getting at is that what you're saying to people is like, oh, if you fill out this specific paperwork, or if you submit this form, whatever it is,
the magical document.
I am a free person, and there is no piece of paper on planet Earth that I need to fill out to prove that I'm free.
Except for the fact that if you don't fill out that piece of paperwork or do not object properly, the court system will not recognize it, and you'll go to jail.
Yeah, that's right, and that's where it's wrong. Now, that's where the whole system is wrong, because the system should require actual consent. Not this manufactured legal mumbo-jumbo consent that if you are ignorant or you haven't been taught about it.
And I also think it's important for us to say that coercion and threats are not equal to consent.
Correct. Thank you.
So that's not proper consent if I have to be threatened in order for to get my consent to pay taxes.
So let's assume that you're right, Captain, and you're right, Nikki, like on the philosophical ground.
Sure.
But right. This magical document gets you out of that system. So you can be philosophical. I don't have to do a gosh darn thing for them, and they can put me in jail if they want to. But if this one document gets you out, why not even
hang on a bit? Hang on.
Right?
Yeah.
So let me ask you guys a question.
Go ahead.
When it says wages are remuneration for service, do you know what the word service means in their language?
No, and I don't really care. Like, they can write down all the fancy words that they want to. Right? And say, oh, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to jump into their pool because they built the pool. They make all of the rules. I'm not going to go root around and play a game where they write all the rules and then change all the rules when it suits them.
They can't change the rules. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, they can. They wrote them all. They could change them whatever they want, and they do all the time.
No, rich people take advantage of tax loopholes on the regular.
There's no tax.
Absolutely. They should.
They should. So the rules are there. And there's no, the outs rules start with all the way in there.
All right, hang on. Let's let Bear have a word.
Okay.
The rules start with the Constitution, okay? And the Constitution, quote, is a written instrument. As such, its meaning does not alter. That which it meant when adopted, it means now. See South Carolina versus the United States, 1905. And when Congress cannot invoke the sovereignty of the people to override their will as declared in the Constitution. See Perry versus the United States. Therefore, and here's the key part, okay, therefore, Congress cannot redefine the words in the Constitution since it cannot, by legislation, alter the Constitution from which it alone derives its power to legislate. See Eisner versus McCumber.
Hey, Bear. Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, man. I realize that, yes, you sometimes need to do things in order to protect yourself from the state. And thus, you know, things like this are important. But the overall, the philosophy, no. I never consented, and there is no evidence that I ever did. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Thanks for tuning in to Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. I don't know why I said it like that.
6160.
603-283-6160. Yeah.
Now? Yeah!
Now. All right. All right. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Nikki.
And Rich.
Rich, I wanted to give you a minute to, you started to make some points, and like, Bear does have some good points, right? If you're in business, if you're, you know, even just trying to protect yourself, there are certain maneuvers you need to make to prevent the state from attacking you. So I want to give you a chance to say what you want to say.
So I want to start off by saying I don't think he's entirely right about everything. So this, what I'm going to say is, presuming that he is, and I kind of want to go back a little bit as an example to the COVID lockdowns, specifically here in New Hampshire, where the governor, when he issued the lockdown orders and the mask rules, like carved out an exception. And I believe he carved out that exception specifically for free staters because he knew that he would get way too much pushback from our community specifically, had he not done that.
It's an interesting theory.
And the exception that he carved out was any, you know, you have to wear a mask unless you have a medical condition, and no one is allowed to ask you about your medical condition.
Right.
So you go to the store, and they go like, where's your mask? And they go, I have a medical condition, and they can't say a word to you, right? Like, that's it. They didn't have to let you in. And so through the whole COVID lockdown, right, like, I took advantage of this.
Sadly, that's not exactly how it worked, but for the most part, it did.
I'm not going to read the entire order, but that's what it was. It was a carve-out.
No, but I mean the practical application. Like, if
that's
I went
how
to
it
a place and they accosted me for not wearing
a
mask,
kicked out of places.
And I said, yeah, I would. You know,
I
they
did
would,
not.
They would say things like, that's not real, you have to wear a mask, blah, blah, blah. And so I'd just be like, you don't want me here, I'll leave.
No. Okay, so different experience, because mine was right this way, sir.
And anyway, it's secondary to your point, so finish your point, please.
So my point was, There was this built-in exception, and I believe specifically for us, and yet there were members of the community who would argue because they didn't want to wear a mask, and they didn't want to wear a mask on principle. Right? Like, I shouldn't have to wear a mask when I come into your establishment. This rule is nonsense. And as good libertarians, right, we're supposed to respect the rules of the private property establishment from which we are going into, even if the reason they're doing that is because of some arbitrary diktat from the state.
Yeah, or right. You could just say, I have a medical exemption and make your life way easier.
But libertarians wouldn't do that because they wanted to fight on principle.
Yes.
So I say that to say this, right? We can have the philosophical discussion all we want about, I did not consent to the state, and I blah, 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 and I will go down that road with you. I didn't consent either. Screw those guys, right? But if there is a magical document that makes my life a whole lot easier because I can file a single piece of paper and the state leaves me alone, like, screw you guys then. I'm filing the document,
yeah, let's
and you
see
can
it.
Continue to fight on principle. And if Bear has that document and whatever he's saying on air is, like, valid, legitimate,
yeah,
accurate, and he has recused himself from that system by filing these magical documents, like, why not do it too and just be done with it there? And not have to have the battle with the state on both the philosophical and the real grounds.
The reason that I would not, right, in most cases, there are some cases when I would, but in most cases, the reason that I would not entertain that is because that could be construed, legally speaking, as some sort of a cage. Right, some sort of legal, yeah, well, you did fill out this paperwork, didn't you, Mr. Richie Rich?
Sure.
And you're like, yep, sure did. And like, well, because you filled this out, that then legally binds you to blah, 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 and then they could throw you in a cage.
Yeah.
And, even more so than if you hadn't filled it out.
And when the state tries to prosecute me for something, right, you can best believe I'm going to file a motion to dismiss those charges, like, immediately within their system, because it may just get me off without any further, you know, further complications.
So this type of documentation, when I was sort of growing up, was real big with folks who would call themselves sovereign citizens, the sovereign citizens movement.
Yeah.
Right? Folks who, the original folks who would drive around with no license plates on their cars because...
It's an oxymoron, but sure.
Yeah. All of that kind of thing. And so I remember, and I can't cite this specific example, but I remember a guy who did all of that. He filled out all the paperwork for this, you know, leave me alone state, leave me alone government. He filled out all the paperwork, and they sent him to jail anyway.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Right. Which is why I started by saying, I don't know if it's all true, but if it is true, shouldn't we not all be doing this thing?
Like, the state is evil.
Yep.
What they do is evil in almost every way. I mean, even if there's some program that did some good for some people, that program was funded by coercing money out of people who did not consent.
I used to work at a gas station, and I was cited several times for selling cigarettes to minors during sting operations. And on one particular time, I got away with it because they didn't think I was going to, like, put up a defense, right? They're like, oh, he'll just take the plea or whatever. And so they left the pack of cigarettes at the evidence locker at the police station. So when it came time, they went through the entire court trial, and it was time to produce the evidence. They couldn't, right?
Can't have a case without evidence.
And so it was dismissed. Now, did I fight that and go like, well, on principle, this should be dismissed for, you know, because I should be allowed to do whatever and if they can afford it? No.
Yeah, just take it.
I just took it.
Yeah.
I'm out. Deuces. With prejudice, Your Honor, with prejudice. And he scorned at me as he did it because he was so pissed at the prosecutor. But I'll take a win where I can get one, man.
And it's unfortunate because there's a major flaw in the system where, for example, me and Richie Rich could both fill out this magic paperwork, right?
Right.
And it might work for him if he gets a certain judge, but it might not work for me if I get a certain judge.
Also true.
So that's a major flaw when we're having these magical people wearing magical robes who get to decide people's fate. And it has nothing to do with actual laws. It just has to do with what mood they're in that day, or if the person that went before you in court pissed them off or not. That's not fair.
And that could easily be why this has worked for Bear and will not work for anybody else.
Right. Now, there are people who do this kind of a thing, and to some extent,
The things that, that Bear called in and talked about have been talked about extensively on air, on a pod, on a radio show by Mark Stevens, who did the No State Project. And yep. He would offer, you could go download like guides on how
I
to
pay for it.
You know, all
I bought
those kind
his,
of things.
I bought his questionnaire and forms and did all
and,
this.
And I love that. I love that. So like when you do find yourself being attacked by the state, you have somewhat of a framework on how to mount a defense.
It was amazing. The Mark Stevens thing was amazing because I watched a couple of his videos.
Yeah.
And in the video, he was like, you're going to object and you're going to say these words. And the prosecutor's immediately going to jump up and say these words.
Right.
And I went, I'll give it a shot. I'm in court all the time. You know, this is a lot, some time ago.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I said the magic words, and the prosecutor jumped up from his desk, said the magic words that Mark Stevens said he was going to say, and I was like, well, gosh darn.
Yeah.
There is something to this. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I couldn't pinpoint it exactly, but there is more to this than they're letting on, and some of those sovereign citizen, quote-unquote, people have a little bit more figured out.
So Mark Stevens, the bit that I remember was he was all about jurisdiction.
Yeah.
Right? How can you prove that the government, the state of whatever, or the federal government, has jurisdiction over you?
And they have that burden of proof.
They have that burden of proof. So they need to prove that, you know, the state of, we're in New Hampshire, so the state of New Hampshire has jurisdiction over you, Richie Rich.
Right.
And they can't do that because the state of New Hampshire technically is a piece of paper.
Right. And so that was another thing, right, that I got, I tried that in court, right, and they go, well, that's a question for trial, we'll deal with that at trial.
Right, right.
And then we get to trial, and I raise the question again, they go like, dude, wait, jurisdiction is already established.
Right.
Like, ah, you got me.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to let them get past this point the next time.
Right.
But they steamroll it anyway.
But that's what they do, they steamroll it. And I just happen to have an example of this. This is from laurashin.bulletin.com. Laura Shin's a cryptocurrency writer. And this is within another thing. The U.S. Internal Revenue Service filed to dismiss a lawsuit by Joshua and Jessica Jarrett, a married couple who claims they should not have paid income tax on cryptocurrency staking rewards. So staking rewards is when you put up a sum of cryptocurrency, and for the privilege of putting that up, they, you know, pay you some money. It's not really earning interest. It's a staking reward against the sum that you put up. While the IRS offered the Jarretts a refund in December, the couple refused in an effort to force a federal court to decide how staking income is taxed in the U.S. We'll tell you the outcome of this coming up here on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.